attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, January 22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it on this Monday. Want to thank Izzy Lyman for subbing in for me on Friday. Was able to attend the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance event on Friday as a result of Izzy covering the show for me. And I got to tell you, this is turning into an absolute joke how these candidates running for the U.S. Senate, who they believe, they perceive themselves as being the anointed ones. Who am I talking about? U.S. Senate race, Debbie Stabenow announced early last year she was not going to run for re-election this year. She was retiring. She had had enough becoming a millionaire while being a U.S. Senator in Washington for as many years as she's been there. All of the insider trading that she's participated in, all the things she's done, taking, I think, inside information, becoming a multi-millionaire as a U.S. Senator, without any disclosure, without the people knowing about it. Well, immediately, Elisa Slotkin, a congresswoman, Democrat, intelligence background, announced she's running, and the Democrat Party basically anointed her as their leading candidate. On the Republican side, Mr. Rogers, a former congressman, FBI agent. He doesn't want people to know he's a former FBI. He says intelligence whenever he speaks, just like Slotkin. Doesn't want people to know she worked for the CIA. She says former military. Nah, not so much. Both of them did not bother to show up down in Acme here in Grand Traverse County on Friday for a bipartisan kumbaya moment. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was there. Senator John DeMoose was there. Speaker of the House Joe Tate was there. Others were there. And Slotkin and Rogers didn't bother to show. Neither did James Craig. So who did they end up having on the Republican side? Former Congressman Peter Meyer, who his very first vote on the floor of the U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, was to impeach Donald Trump. And then basically two grassroots candidates, Michael Hoover and Nikki Snyder. That's it. Yes, Mr. Rogers and Elisa Slotkin both last minute allegedly couldn't make it because of other commitments on a Friday at 2 o'clock. Really? It was absolutely amazing. Complete waste of time. You know, I've had it with these establishment politicians who think they've been anointed and don't even have to bother to talk to the people or take questions. And the thing of it is, if you go to Mr. Rogers' campaign website, no policies, no issues, no positions. Don't even know what this guy stands for. Unbelievable. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Again, I want to thank Izzy for subbing in for me on Friday. I think she did a great job. Greatly appreciate her doing that. But as we are moving forward, looking at the political landscape of things, everybody's heard that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the race came out and endorsed Donald Trump. This is before tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, where Donald Trump was going to soundly defeat DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Amazing, absolutely amazing that he drops out, endorses Trump, and now Nikki Haley thinks that she's going to have a snowball chance of winning New Hampshire tomorrow. You know, the thing of it is that's so interesting is that these people in politics, how they think that they are entitled because of their long name history of being in the media, being part of our political landscape. Rogers, a disgraced, in my opinion, U.S. congressman, fled Michigan after his wife failed the security required for the embassy in Benghazi. Mike Rogers got her the job to work for the Great Britain company that had the security contract to protect that embassy. She failed. Hillary Clinton failed. Four Americans died, and Rogers left Washington. Moved to Florida all these years. Now, all of a sudden, Debbie Stabenow announces that she's going to retire, and Mike Rogers comes back to Michigan. What was very interesting, because for this event on Friday that I attended briefly, I didn't stay for the whole thing. I wanted to throw up, actually, to be honest with you. I tolerated it for as long as I could. Well, it was amazing because Slotkin doesn't show, Rogers doesn't show, but the venue itself, the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, as well as MERS News Service, paid for a poll. And according to their poll, they were going to only invite and allow to be speaking at this event the top-tier polling candidates. Now, here we are, January the 19th, that Friday, months before the August primary, and they're going to use a poll as the measuring tape as to who they're going to invite. Well, the top vote getter on the Republican side, according to their poll, which I cannot believe this, was James Craig. Somebody I don't believe will even get the signatures right this time, like he didn't do when he was running for governor back in 22. He doesn't show up either. So it's amazing to me that their poll showed Craig, listen to this, supposedly got 33% of the vote. What Republicans did they poll? I want to know specifically the methodology of the poll. James Craig got 33%. Rogers got like 20. Peter Meyer got like 19. So you're telling me that basically almost 70% of the people they polled said that it was James Craig, Mike Rogers, and Peter Meyer were their first choice. You got to be kidding. And the thing of it is that they're alleging 70%, 72, whatever percentage it is, between those three candidates, when there's nine other candidates running with those three. Yeah, on the Republican side, folks, it's up to 12. This is absolutely amazing. And why are they afraid of having these other candidates on the stage? I mean, at least somebody who's going to get the 30,000 signatures to qualify to be on the ballot. Probably Michael Hoover, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, even another person out there that's been gathering signatures at these events, J.D. Wilson. He's been around all over the state. But no, they're not going to invite any of them. And the ones that they do invite, because they're the top vote getters in their stupid poll, they don't even bother to show up. So the whole thing was a complete waste of time. Even though I absolutely thank Izzy for filling in, it was a complete waste and probably the last one I'll cover. I had media credentials. I signed in. They gave me my little badge. Nobody in the room wanted to talk to me. The governor didn't want to talk to me. Senator DeMoose, nobody. So it's okay. It's okay. All it did was further in my mind that these people think they're the anointed ones and they don't have to deal with us little people. So it's okay. We're moving on. And we've got stories lined up. We've got interviews today. We've got all kinds of discussion. So we're okay. I'm just frustrated that I spent so much time and money attending and covering this event. Like I said, last one, I'll never do it again. You live and learn. Yes, we do. I got a feel-good story I want to share with you this morning. It has to do with a loving father and a firearm. A couple years ago, doctors at a hospital in the state of Texas informed George Pickering that his son, 28 years old, was in a state of brain death. They explained that his son showed no, quote, brain activity, end quote, and that they had made the decision and advised the dad that they needed to remove him from life support machines, basically breathing for him, keeping him alive. Well, Mr. Pickering was not convinced by their assessment. Didn't want to hear their advice. And Mr. Pickering resorted to extreme measures by drawing his firearm on the doctors. He demanded that the doctors continued their efforts to save his son's life in the hospital. And he threatened to use the gun on them if they refused. Well, the situation escalated. Hospital staff was made aware of the situation, basically holding the doctors hostage in his son's room. 3 hours where Pickering faced off against the police with the doctors in the room. He demanded that they perform additional tests on his son. The hospital was secured, put under lockdown, as the police negotiators tried to reason with Pickering, who remained adamant. My son is not dead. Well, toward the end of the standoff, in a pivotal moment, Pickering's son, previously declared brain dead, responded to his father's request. Son, if you're alive, squeeze my hand. Which would prove cognitive presence, that he was in fact alive and could hear his father's instructions. His son, in front of the police and in front of the doctors, noticeably squeezed his hand. Following that event, Pickering threw his gun down on the floor. He peacefully surrendered to the authorities. He spent 11 years in prison. His son experienced a complete and full recovery. Sometimes parents have so much faith and belief for their love for their child. Was prayers answered? Pickering said, God did this. Before the police arrived, he said a prayer. And he said, Lord, please, God, please, Father, please, heal my son. It took a 3-hour standoff at gunpoint with the doctors and the police. But his prayer was answered. His prayers were answered. His son made a full and complete recovery. Dead 11 months in prison. When he got released, they asked Pickering, was it worth it? And he said, absolutely. My son and his family came to visit me every single weekend. The 11 months flew by, gave me time to read my Bible, not once, but twice, cover to cover. He said, I made a pact with God. I had asked him for my son's full recovery. And in my mind, I made a pact that said I would absolutely pay the price for my actions in whatever way you want me to do. Just answer my prayers. I just thought that was an interesting story. I follow Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. She reposted that post on the Twitter account this morning. I just thought it was interesting. And also, one thing that you have to understand, she has almost 1 million followers on Twitter, on her X account. And one thing that is very, very interesting is what's going on in Washington, D.C., the Democrat Party. Their reaction to the fact that basically Donald Trump is going to win New Hampshire tomorrow and going to be the nominee for president, running against Biden. This is going to be interesting, folks. We got one heck of a year in front of us. Thank God we're all going to be part of it together. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
This